escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. Tomorrow we'll be doing our show there at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Yeah, come on out. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com for more details. I did see, was on an email thread. I actually wasn't on the email thread. I got forwarded an email about the Chesapeake Inn thing, and I read through the thread. And they were like, hey, make sure you bring pictures and Sharpies for the guys to autograph. You know what the response was? We only have pictures of Ike.
Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what do you want from us? You know?
Well, hold on.
We'll be there too.
Hold on. We don't have show pictures?
Uh-uh. You used to have those, right?
Back in the day? Yeah, we used to have show pictures.
Yeah.
I will sign a picture of Ike, so will Jack, if you'd like us to. We'll all sign pictures of Ike.
Go ahead.
87 days until kickoff.
Do you want me to hit it?
Yes. Justin.
I don't know, man. The way you set that up was interesting.
What?
You want me to hit it?
Yes, I want you to hit it.
All right.
Every day Eagles.
Hey. It's 87 days till kickoff.
You haven't learned this yet.
Yeah, but like,
you got to read his cues, man.
I was trying to read his P's and Q's. I was looking at him, and I was like, well, that's kind of
I knew that's what he was doing.
You got to listen for the tone.
He said 87 days.
Yeah, but I thought it was an awkward setup, I'm going to be honest with
no.
you.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like, Rod doesn't like when I say the name of the thing, and then the sounder also says the name of the thing.
You're taking notes from him?
Look, I haven't had
a
PD.
He's a team player.
I haven't had a PD in a long time. Yeah. It's kind of nice. Somebody's like, hey, fix this.
Yeah, you're turning into a diva the longer and longer you get here.
Well, that's true. But at least I'm doing this one thing. All right. So here is the news. 87 days until kickoff. Eagles versus Cowboys. Counting down. We're mostly doing question every day. Jaire Alexander, now released by the Green Bay Packers, now a free agent. Mm. Jaire Alexander, I think he's 26, 27 years old?
28.
28, there you go. Has made two Pro Bowls, I believe. Has been hurt the last couple of years. What do you think, Ike? Jaire Alexander?
Yes.
Quick yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when we had Elliot on Friday, he thought that cornerback was the, if they went and got a guy, you know, between now and kickoff at any position, he thought cornerback was. I do wonder, maybe this is a dumb way to think about things. I do wonder, well, the Packers are trying to win a Super Bowl. Why don't the Packers want Jaire Alexander?
Yeah.
You know, that's what goes through my head.
Banged up a lot.
Yep. Seven games, I think he's played the last 2 years.
Owe
seven
him
games
a lot of
each
money.
Of the last years. Yep.
It's Green Bay.
Yep.
No, they don't want to overpay anybody.
No, yeah.
So I get it. Maybe he needs a fresh start. And I know he's been banged up. Here's the great part about this. They're releasing him.
So you don't have to trade for him.
Exactly.
Right.
And so he's almost going to get a chance to decide between which teams he wants to go to, which means you can do a team-friendly deal. Now, if somebody out there wants to overpay Jaire to come play there, then I'm not telling the Eagles to go out there and just spend whatever it takes to get him here. I'm just saying if he's interested in being on a winning ball club, they play Green Bay this year, he's going to be motivated to do that. You're defending Super Bowl champions. He gets to come over here and play with AJ and all those guys. This may be an attractive destination for him. If you can work out a good contract with incentive, if it's incentive-based, he's a veteran corner that's played at an all-pro and a Pro Bowl level that's still in the prime of his career. Again, if he's healthy, I wouldn't have any issue with bringing him over. Listen, if Akili Ringo goes to training camp and outplays the other guys and he deserves to be the starter, great. I have no problem with that. I still want the veteran here. As a matter of fact, I would rather have him than Adoree Jackson.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm there. And here's the other thing that I like about him. He has swagger to him.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know much about him.
Swagger to him. There's a confidence level there to him. Now, got to back it up. But once upon a time, he was able to back it up. He didn't mind going up against AJ, didn't mind going up against Justin Jefferson twice a year out there in that conference. He was one of those matchup type of corners. So maybe you get him here, he's motivated, he's re-energized, and he's playing a great defense. Get 1 year out of him and see what happens.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If I gave you a choice, you could either go get Jaire Alexander for nothing. You don't have to trade anything for him. Give him 1 year deal, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or I said they could trade a third for Trey Hendrickson and give him a 3 year deal. What would you rather have?
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Now, Trey Hendrickson is older. He's not going to get Myles Garrett money. He's not going to get, you know, what's his name in Dallas?
Michael Parsons.
He's not going to get Micah Parsons money. Maybe pay him, I don't know, $25 million a year or something like that. Do you think, what would you rather have? Because I would still rather have Hendrickson.
Yeah, probably Hendrickson.
I'm still more worried about Edge than I am about
Corner.
Yeah,
probably Hendrickson. If you ask me, like, yeah, just of which of the two,
yep.
Yeah, I probably could go with Hendrickson.
Jack?
You know, though?
Mm. You're going back.
You're giving up a lot to get Hendrickson and paying a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, you probably don't have to give up a lot.
That wouldn't concern me if they'd be willing to do it, because if they trade for him, that means they're willing to do it. Here's what I would say. I probably have more confidence in the young players at that position than I do at the cornerback position.
That's fair.
This is excluding Quinyon and those guys.
About Ringo.
Yeah, on that other side.
It's Ringo, Adoree Jackson, and Eli Ricks?
Eli Ricks, yes.
Yeah.
So I would probably go with Alexander for that. So, yeah, I slightly lean towards Alexander more than Hendrickson.
And if you're just talking about at their best, I think Alexander's a star. As Hendrickson, I know, had a great year last year.
Two years.
Yeah. But I think that Alexander's a better corner than Hendrickson's in that
rush. Isn't it? Yeah.
When healthy.
Yeah.
Now, that's a big if. Obviously.
Yeah, and Hendrickson's been pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he lead the league in sacks two straight years?
Yeah, he's 31, though. That's my only thing. Stick a fork in him.
He ain't dead. He just led the league in sacks this past year.
As a 31-year-old, I get it. You know, it's time to slow down a little bit.
Could he beat Joe DeCamera? That's the question.
Yeah.
Could Trey Hendrickson beat Joe DeCamera? All right. 215-592-9494.
It's good. Jaire Alexander, man. That'd be pretty good.
I am interested in why they're like, not worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. BOAF. Both.
They're not getting both of them. We can stop.
Every sport, everybody want to save money. Like, what are we going to pay Jalen Carter? $200 million?
Well, I'm with you, especially the way that this offseason has gone. I'm trying to think realistically. Like, realistically, I don't think they're getting them both.
We're talking about say the picks. No, I mean, we pick well. You know, I'm a Howie supporter. I'm positive Eagles, but we got some Anais Wilson picks. Whatever his name is, Donnie Wilson, he got picked. Like, it ain't like all these picks going to just be players now. And I love Q. I love Coop. I love all these guys. You know what I'm saying? Nolan Smith. But let's not act like we've seen people ball and fall off. Like, we saving money for something that might not happen. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, I'm trying to win Super Bowls. I want a dynasty, capital D. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
It's called a big dose of D.
I don't care about none of that. Go get them both. Trade Cincinnati. They don't know nothing about anything. You give them something shiny, a pick or something, they'll take that and go. You Jaire Alexander, you don't gotta give him nothing. Just give him the money. You know what I'm saying? You know, hurt. You know, we lifelong. You know, we'll take some off the back end because you know we gonna be here for the next 10 years anyway. You know what I'm saying? We trying to stack these chips. You know what I mean?
So can I ask you something, Corey? Honestly, if I agree with your attitude and I support it, why then have you been so calm about the way that they've approached this offseason? If you're trying to go win a Super Bowl now, and then we say our edge solutions are Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari, and our cornerback solution is Kelee Ringo, and our safety solution is Sidney Brown, and like why have you been okay with? And I'm not challenging you. I'm just asking.
Challenging.
Let me tell you why. Because I can beat Jeff Bezos rich, right? I'm trying to have Elon Musk money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to start. You know, I'm already the best, but I'm trying to be the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? If that if that's why I'm calm. Because, I mean, no matter, we already going to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? If they get them, if they don't get them, Keely Ringo, Kelly Ringo.
You don't believe that, though. That's
what. What about Ringo Starr?
But you don't believe that. That's why you want Jair Alexander and Trey Hendrickson.
I want good players. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but why weren't you?
If I see a chance to upgrade, I'm going to always do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Saquon the best. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if let's say, for example, if we ain't had Saquon and we had Derrick Henry. You know, I don't think we won a Super Bowl with Derrick Henry, Saquon the best in the league. Keely, Kelly Ringo, he good. Adoree Jackson's not good. But if he get hurt, you know what I'm saying, we need somebody that's going to be there. I'm not a big fan of Keely Ringo, but I've seen this team win a Super Bowl with Jalen Mills and Darby. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying, like, I do personally feel like the secondary is a bigger need than the edge rush. I trust our edge rushers a little bit more than the secondary just because Q and Coop, they're great players. I mean, I like them, but like what I'm saying is, like, they're still young. You got Reed back there. Let's not act like Reed is the real Ed Reed or Brian Dawkins. Like,
you used to call him Ed Reed Blankenship. What are you talking about?
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, let's. I'm always looking to get more players. You know what I'm saying? And let's not try to change the topic at hand. Because I called to talk about the Phillies. Don't be trying to...
Oh, you're all right. You don't talk about the Phillies.
No, go ahead, Corey. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about the Phillies. Okay. You said what?
No, go ahead.
I said go ahead. Yeah, let loose.
So, see, the Phillies, we need to worry about them. You know what I'm saying? And this is why 3 weeks ago, when everybody was down on the Phillies, I said we need to keep being down on them. Because whenever we turn and we get positive, these boys start smelling themselves. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what they're doing. Now they think they're good. Bryce got hit with the pitch first. Ever since he got hit with the pitch for the break, and that's why I needed them to go back at them, because ever since then, we've been soft. Remember when Jose Ramirez hit the boy with a two-piece and a biscuit?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And strip. That's what I needed us to do. But now we went out soft. We ain't going to retaliate. Ever since then, we've been garbage. Punks.
That is true.
Run over by all these teams.
That's true.
The Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh. What?
Have we won one game since Bryce got injured?
We won the very next game.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Yeah. That's it.
Zero for the last.
And they beat Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Bryce is in there for the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so for the last seven, I think, without Bryce.
See, that was like, we know the Braves. And now we walking into these dudes thinking that we going to get, we could be soft and they could just, win the game. Nah. See, I need some toughness with these dudes. And they don't got it right now. I need them to go out. I'm not trying to give up Painter. Or, you know what I'm saying? Aiden Miller, nobody like that. I'm just saying, we need to go out and I'll trade Rangers Suarez if we got to. That's my guy. But, we got to give him up. I would trade Aaron Nola. I mean, I know he ain't playing that great, but, if somebody need a pitcher, I'm giving him up. I'm trying to win.
Wow, you trade a guy with a 7 ERA who's got six more years and $180 million left on his contract? Hard to believe, Corey.
I love him.
Yeah, he does love him. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I love when I get saddled with the players.
Well, you do that.
Well, Bowman, that's Nola. On you. You said last week when I called Bowman zero, you said you're missing out on good baseball.
Well, you are.
Yeah. He did have a big double on Saturday that should have came home and scored.
That's right.
Corey, what's your favorite movie of the
2000s? 2000. So I don't even know if this is like a 2000 movie. I'm pretty sure it is. But not like the whole, I think there's three of them or four of them. But the Ocean's movie, the Ocean 11, that's my movie. I could watch that anytime.
That's got to be close to 2000,
Ocean's
right?
11?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Corey. I think that was in college.
2001.
The series went into the 2000s. Okay.
2001?
I don't know if it started
2001.
In...
Okay, 01.
That's an 11 game.
It did start in 01, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Never saw it.
Oh, yeah. You never saw Ocean's 11?
No, it's weird. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Ocean's
it's Brad Pitt's in it, right? And I love Brad Pitt. I just never saw it.
Pitt, Clooney, Matt
Bernie
Damon.
Mac. Yeah, Andy Garcia.
I don't care about the other guys. I like Pitt.
Styles.
I'm a Pittsman.
Julia Stiles.
I do like Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles. That's Julia Roberts.
Oh, different. I like Julia Stiles better. Put that up on Twitter.
Who's Julia Stiles?
Which Julia do you like better?
Yeah, which Julia? Julia Stiles or... Julia Stiles was in Homeland? No, she wasn't in Homeland. That was Julia Stiles. What TV show was she in?
She was in something.
She was in a teen TV show.
She was in 10 Things I Hate About You.
She was in that.
It's a great flick.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know her when you look at her.
No,
right?
I know.
Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You?
Yeah, it's a chick flick.
No, I know. That's not the one with the...
Here we go. This is my favorite part of the show.
Yep.
That's not the one with...
Go through her IMDb real quick.
She's in the Bourne movies.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, okay.
That's not the... What's the...
This is going to go bad.
What? Jennifer Love Hewitt was in a... She was in a movie. I thought Julia Stiles.
She was in a movie. I can confirm
it's
that
not
Jennifer
10 Things
Love Hewitt
I Love
was,
to Hate. Would you say it was?
10 Things... Well, 10 Things I Hate About You is...
Was Jennifer Love Hewitt in I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
All right, there you go.
She was in another stupid movie with Seth Green and... I can't remember what it was.
Without a Paddle? No, just kidding.
Well, somebody had a crush on her.
Somebody is freaking out in their
and
car.
And he was scared
right
to
now.
Tell her.
Yep.
Yeah. It's actually funny.
I see Jack looking at a computer screen. I assume he's trying to find out the answer.
I'm trying to find it.
Which one like jumps out as a Jennifer Love?
Well, somebody knows exactly what I'm talking about. As soon as I look at my Twitter timeline, they'll tell me.
Not Heartbreakers.
Nope.
No.
I know it when I hear it.
All right. 215-592-9494.
It might be I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It was not that.
Bob and Pensauken, you're on WIP.
Say Bob us,
Bob.
Hey, guys, how you doing? How you guys doing?
What's up,
listen,
Bob?
I'm thinking of Bob and Pottsgrove.
I don't think I've ever been as frustrated watching a Phillies team this weekend. I mean, I'm screaming at my TV. I never do that. I never scream at the TV, but I knew that when they had men in scoring position that they weren't going to be able to get them home. It was so frustrating. And even though I'm as frustrated as I am, and I am so frustrated, I still am holding hope that when the team is right, you know, get Harper back towards the end of the year, you get Noah back, Ranger Suarez pitches back to form, Wheeler gets back in the form, I do believe we're still going to be contending for a playoff spot. And then what happens from there happens from there.
I would hope so. I think they're good enough as far as talent to be right there in it. My worry is that I don't want them to see it slip away and all this stuff about the core being dead. I wonder if they start to doubt themselves at a certain point. You know, especially with all of the changes they tried to make in terms of their hitting approach this year and everything sort of, aside from Trey Turner, everything looks sort of the same, you know? Mm-hmm. I wonder if the doubt starts to creep into the clubhouse.
Yeah, but that doubt gets erased, I think, when you start putting some wins together. And this team will start putting wins together against, you know, I was going to say against the crappy teams, but we saw what happened against a crappy team this weekend. But again, we were nicked up. I feel really good that when September rolls around, we'll be humming along.
All right, I hope so, Bob. What is your favorite movie of the 2000s?
Well, I thought the greatest radio station, sports station in the afternoon deserves the greatest movie from 2000, sports movie. That's Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is a good one. Absolutely.
It's a great one.
Yeah, there are
great one.
Really good sports. Is Varsity Blues 2000s or is that 90s?
That feels 90s. Remember?
That feels 90s. I feel like I watched that in college.
Might have.
1999.
Yeah. There
99,
you go.
Okay.
Oh, very close.
And
all
Remember
right,
the
so
Titans was exactly 2000, so right on the,
there you go.
The threshold.
Oh, yeah.
And the movie you're thinking of is I Can't Hardly Wait.
It's Can't Hardly Wait, not
that
I
one.
Can't Hardly
yep.
Wait.
Yeah.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Yep. There it is.
Never
now,
a doubt.
Now good that, movie.
Hold on. That has Jennifer Love Hewitt or has Julia Stiles?
That Jennifer has Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay. Yes. Yes. And how did we get on Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Because of Julia Stiles is in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I thought that was the movie Julia.
That Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, man.
Radio Hall of Fame. Submit this. Submit this.
Is this why we've never won a Marconi?
Yeah. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah. This show's got to win a Marconi this year.
You can't get this type of entertainment.
No. I've been screwed on Marconi so many times, by the way. It was screwed on Marconi at WIP. It was screwed on Marconi at WFAN. Screwed, 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 screwed. Submit this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brigham in Southampton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother.
First time calling in for your show.
So I kind of align myself with Ike. Earlier this year, I was like liking the way they were playing a little bit more small ball. They were getting runs that way and getting away from the homer. And I was looking forward to that. And now they're like, I don't know what's going on. They're trying to go back to hit the long ball. But this is what always kills them in the playoffs. It gets cooler outside. A lot of the games are at night. And the long ball is just not there for them. So I was happy that they were playing some more small ball. But I don't know what's going on with them right now. They just can't hit it all right now. So I'm hoping to get it back together.
Yeah, they look pretty clueless. Jack said this earlier this year, and he's right. They're not really a long ball team. They really aren't. They have
come on, man. They're built a slug. Just ask the manager.
They've got two home run hitters. Really,
they have one, and they only have one hitter with double digit home runs.
Schwarber, yeah. And Bryce has what, nine?
Nine,
yeah. Max Kepler has six or
Kepler
seven.
Has
somehow?
Six, yeah.
There you go. Bryce isn't hitting them this year, so I don't know what's going on. I'd rather see him play a little bit more small ball and try to stop swinging for the homer and see if they can win some games that way. But they just look horrible over the weekend.
What's your bet? Are they going to be okay or not be okay?
Playoffs again always worry me. They keep getting worse in the playoffs. They're since 2022 they're
going backwards.
Like what they were. That was their best year, and they keep getting worse.
Well, they got to make the playoffs first. They got to make the playoffs. What's your favorite movie of the 2000s, Brigham?
Avatar, Blockbuster.
Ooh, Avatar.
That's crazy.
A lot of people aren't a fan of Avatar. I was.
You were?
I'm a fan of Avatar, yeah.
It was such a... It made so much money. Never knew anybody that saw it. I think you're the first person I ever met that saw Avatar.
Yeah.
And it was huge, right? I mean, it made hundreds of millions of dollars. They made a
part two.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a two.
How was that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It really was an extended version of one.
Was there a lot of water in it?
Not a lot of water.
Oh. I assume the whole thing was underwater.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Oh, I thought it was in the Amazon.
I never saw it.
No way is the Amazon. They look like aliens.
Well, it could have been in the Amazon.
We want me to, man.
Yeah.
I don't believe it was all underwater. No, there was trees and it was Amazon. Yes.
Ike's our Avatar expert.
We want me to tell you.
I was just trying to connect it to Waterworld, which is another movie that you really enjoy.
Kevin Costner's best movie is
it really was.
Yeah, Ike loves Waterworld.
I agree with you. Like, I feel like Avatar made so much money, seemed like such a huge deal, but like, there's nothing notable about it.
No, Ike's the first person I ever met that saw it, or at least talked about it. Right. I'm sure a lot of people saw it. All right, 215-592-9494. Phillies, are they dying a slow death, or is this just a slump that they're going to come out of? Tell us what you think. I wonder what the hell is going to be in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, which is next. You better have something good in there.
He's dreading it.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so positive.
Well, you had all this Otto Kemp sitting home runs in Lehigh Valley for a while.
Everyone's freaking out.
Yeah.
That's why you never call a prospect.
Yeah, never. Let them be prospects. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.